On the Gulf Coast, where Hurricane Ivan struck last week, many people are still waiting to return to their homes. The storm ripped out roads and bridges along the intercoastal waterway in Alabama and Florida. Authorities say it's still not safe to go back, even to assess the damage. NPR's Kathy Lohr went along on a U.S. Coast Guard patrol of the area and has this report.
Since Hurricane Ivan came ashore along the Gulf, everything has become more difficult for people who live and work here, including the U.S. Coast Guard. The Coast Guard keeps an eye on the intercoastal waterway to make sure boats can navigate. After Ivan knocked down everything in its path and dumped much of it into the water, many obstacles are now submerged.
Watch out, Baird. Baird, back up hard.
I see it.
All right, you're clear.
This crew, headed by Petty Officer James Baird, is marking places where hazards like a telephone pole in the water could sink boats in the channel. The intercoastal waterway between Dauphin Island and Pensacola is closed to recreational boats. Only commercial traffic is allowed right now. Coast Guard ships are all over the Gulf, restoring channel markers and making sure pleasure boats and gawkers stay away. Fireman Tyson Bells signals to a boat called the Real Cowboy to pull over.
Where are you coming from?
We're anchored over here, and you've got a house on the other side with big pilots. We'll move the boat right there and tie them up over there.
On the intercoastal?
Cotton Bayou.
Cotton Bayou? He's headed to Cotton Bayou.
After making sure this boat and another just beside it are going to a nearby cove, they're allowed to proceed with a warning.
Yeah, just to let y'all know, this is closed. The intercoastal is still closed on this side of the Mobile Ship Channel.
Yeah,
you can go ahead and go tie up, and that's it.
Okay, great.
Have a good one.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
As we continue our trip along the miles and miles of narrow intercoastal waterway from Alabama toward Florida, the damage to homes and marinas is more severe. Shingles are pulled off roofs. Houses have been thrown onto the shore. Docks have become piles of lumber. Some tarps have been put on houses. The entire front of one house has been torn away. Garbage is strewn all along the banks. Parts of wooden stairs lead to nothing. Petty Officer Andy Kendrick says it's clear from this water view that Ivan's high winds lashed these homes, snapped trees, and flipped huge boats this way and that.
It's pretty intense just seeing it up close and seeing how much damage it really caused and how many people, thinking about how many people have to go back to their houses and, I mean, just try to salvage anything that they can. And I mean, they're not going to have homes back to normal for a long time. That's pretty rough to think about how many people have been affected by this.
Petty Officer Kendrick has seen hurricanes in Houston, where he's from. But as we round a bend, even he is in awe of the damage from Ivan. He grabs his camera to get a shot of a sailboat that's submerged. Only half of the ripped white sails stand out of the Gulf water, whipping in the wind. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.